Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this privilege of being together and for discussing this holy subject. I pray you'd speak to our hearts out of your word and out of the mouths of your servants. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is the workshop on scripture memory. How many of you have never successfully memorized scripture consistently before? May I see your hands? Okay, one, two, just a few. Yeah, about a third. How many have memorized scripture before, but you need a little tune-up? Okay, that's the majority of the group. Okay. Well, all of our material today is focused on the first group. But we're going to save time at the end for some questions. And we'll discuss any problems you have that I can help you with. And if we need to stay late into the break, we'll do that too. I have three able co-laborers today. Brett Hunter, where you at, Brett? Right here. Here's Brett. And Brad Brown, he's over there. And Mark Holmes. Now, I meet with these guys one-to-one, different days of the week during the lunch hour, and we do verses and Bible study. So they are clear expressions of what you can do in scripture memory, and they're all doing better than me. I've asked each one of them to give a short 1 to 2 minute testimony about the way that scripture memory has helped them.
Okay. Well, I'm Brett Hunter. I've been meeting with John for over 10 years now, probably. So I just want to say that if I had to give up any spiritual discipline in my life, give up all of them, I guess you could say, and keep one, this is the one I would keep. It's meant more to me than any of the others, I think. I began memorizing in earnest about 16 years ago when I was in Max Barnett's ministry at OU. And I noticed as I would memorize a verse, God would bring it to my mind and use it in my life. Every time I would memorize, He would use it to convict me of a certain sin or make an application that I needed to make, something to share with others that I was trying to help, or even make various decisions in my life. I've had many times that they've come to my mind in the shower or driving, and it had to do with the decision I was needing to make. Well, when I graduated from college, God led me to John in the workplace. He began discipling me. And he showed me that it is possible to memorize for a lifetime and to get the benefit of Scripture in your life for a lifetime. I've noticed since then, since I've been meeting with John, that there's a lot of guys who used to memorize. I didn't want that to be me. I want that benefit. And he showed me really how to get my back review in order so that I could hold on to the verses I was learning. The thing I think that is so powerful about Scripture memory for me is the benefit in such a small amount of time invested. You know, in 15 minutes a day, you can cram the sword of the Spirit in your heart so that it's available at any moment. That's why, for me as a layman, this is the most beneficial discipline, I think. Okay? Guys with families and jobs and a ministry, I need things that are quick with high power, right? Like a Red Bull, right? So, for example, in 15 minutes a day, I can memorize all the verses I can find on marriage. And you know what? I did that, and it greatly strengthened my marriage. I memorized all the verses I could find on parenting, and it's made me a better father. I know that it has. I just became a manager at work for the first time, and I'm memorizing all the verses I can find on business. I can already see it's helping me at work. And John and I just finished a study on spiritual leadership, and I'm working on those verses now. Any role, decision, struggle, sin, I can memorize a verse on it and God will change me. God will change me. In short, I'm committed to scripture memory and I hope this workshop helps you get some motivation to do that as well.
My name is Mark Holmes. I started meeting with John about 4 years ago, and one of the first things that he impressed upon me was the importance to memorize scripture. The first time I began memorizing scripture was in the mid-90s. I was at a conference and a man spoke about how important it was to memorize scripture, but he didn't give us any plan of action to carry it out. I took it to heart, though. I started memorizing scripture for about 6 weeks and I quit. And I memorized only a few verses and didn't really have a good sense of what to do from there. No accountability. It didn't really stick, although there is one set of verses that did, and that was Psalm chapter 1, and that seemed to be important to me over time. I would just be able to repeat that to myself as a day might go along if I was struggling with something, and it would bring comfort to me. So the point I want to make is the importance of accountability. But there's one other aspect I want to say, and that is, if you have a verse pack or if you've ever memorized some scripture, there is something that you don't want to do, and that is, or something that I shouldn't have done, and that is, I had started early on someplace that I kept another log of my verses. But then, last summer, I lost my verse pack. I thought, well, it'll show up soon, and talk to John, you know, coming in for accountability, and he says, okay, let's see your verses, and I said, well, I don't have them. It was a struggle to me because I'd looked everywhere. I'd looked in my shoes. I'd looked through my coats. I'd looked in everything, even though I hadn't worn coats. Looked throughout the car. And this went on week after week after week. And I'm realizing after a couple of months, I might be losing my verses. So I started to work on them at home, trying to put back together those verses that I had acquired. And it was a daunting task to try to get them all down. Well, fortunately, after a couple of months of looking and then just starting to put them together for about 2 weeks, I was at work and I was getting ready to go take a walk and pulled out my shoes that I have at work, and sure enough, they were in the bottom of my shoe. That my foot wouldn't go all the way in, and I pulled out my verse packs. After that experience, though, I went and I typed up all my verses. Found them all, had them all word perfect in there, because my old list wasn't that accurate. One bit of encouragement would be, if you start memorizing scripture, you might have a second set somewhere else.
Have you guys ever had the experience of learning how to do something and you think, boy, I've really got this? That's what happened to me 2 years ago. I met John after this Key Man conference a couple months, and I started memorizing scripture, and I had, just a few verses. And I thought, man, I'm really something. I know some verses. And everybody was looking at me funny, and I was kind of machine gun spraying them everywhere. And I was prideful about it. Well, I learned a few more verses after that because John had taught us a good method for adding verses. And I started to realize I really didn't know as much as I thought I did back when I only knew that many verses. Now I've learned a few more verses after that, and I think I will never know enough verses before I die. Unless I'm able to memorize that whole book, I won't know enough verses to make me a complete man. Scripture memory has changed my life every day. I start my morning, a successful day for me looks like this. I start my morning with the devotional time where I sacrifice my flesh and I set myself aside for the Lord. As I go throughout the day, I find myself being pulled out of that stream. Psalm 25, 4 and 5 says, make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. So as I'm going throughout each day, my flesh starts pulling me out of the middle of that path. Scripture comes to mind from the Holy Spirit that acts as my rudder and pulls me back into His path in those successful days. So I just encourage you to take the tools that John brings to us this morning and apply it to your life, because in a short time, as Brett said, in 2 years, it's changed my life on a daily basis.
See, aren't you glad you heard them? Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Okay, they should have a handout, Lifetime Scripture Memory. Everybody got a handout? Well, I know that you're a group that understands the importance of the Word of God, and so today I want to speak to you about the value and importance of hiding God's Word in our mind and our heart, so that we can live out what the Lord wants us to know and do. You know, the Bible is God's book, written by God through men. The 39 Old Testament books and the 27 New Testament books. And 2 Peter 1:21 says, the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so God moved over the entire time frame of the Bible, and he moved more than 40 men by the power of the Holy Spirit to write down what he wanted us to know. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So his word is profitable for teaching, that's to show us the right path to walk on, For reproof, that's to show us when we're off the path. For correction, that's to show us how to get back on the path. And for training in righteousness, so that each of us can be complete, equipped for every good work. We've talked a lot in this conference about disciple making, about the personal ministry. The Word of God equips us to do the personal ministry. And if we're not equipped with the Word, we're going to be less than equipped. By the grace of God, I've been memorizing Scripture, reviewing what I know since 1967. I know that was about 40 years before you were born. But that's 46 years, and I know a lot of people that have quit Scripture memory when they get older. But I want to share with you how to have a lifetime Scripture memory system that'll take you to your old age, which is where I am. I'm in my old age. I'm not at the end yet. I hope I can hold on to it when I get to the end. I went into John Crawford's. How many know who John Crawford is? Okay, John's the guy that started this conference. He died at the age of 89, almost, I guess he just turned 90. One day when he was 89, I went by to see him. I walked in. I said, "John, how are you doing?" He said, "Not too well." I said, "Oh, John, I'm sorry. What's going on?" He said, "I don't have anybody to review my verses for me." 89. I hope you make it. Hope I make it. Well, the two most important things in Scripture memory are that you believe that God wants you to do it and that you commit yourself to do it. You make the decision to commit yourself to lifetime Scripture memory. Now, if you're memorizing just to fill a square or to do a certain Bible study or a discipleship course, you'll never have complete victory. You'll always falter and fail at keeping your verses for life because you're just doing it to get through that particular phase. Some people memorize because they think others want them to or because they want to please a certain person or be accepted by those people. Today I want to deal with your convictions and your commitment and to ask you to ask the Lord if He wants you to memorize Scripture. You don't have to do it for me because I'm not going to be there to check up on you. But you do need to ask God, "Lord, do you want me to do this?" You know, conviction is what does the Bible say about it? That's where our convictions come from. What does the Bible say about this? Proverbs 7, 1-3 says, "My son, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart." And to write Scripture on our hearts means to know it so well that it changes our thinking, our attitudes, and our behavior. There isn't any better way to accomplish that besides memorizing Scripture. So we need to ask God, "Lord, do you want me to do this?" If He does, then we can give you some help. We can point you in the right direction. Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7 says, "These words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Is your home filled with Scripture because of your own life? Do you teach the Word diligently to your children, or did you teach it to your children? Do you talk about Scripture when you're at home and at the office? Do you think about it before you go to sleep and get up, go to an early morning quiet time? Well, there are a number of ways to take the Word into our lives, but the best way to retain it is to memorize it and review it. If we don't do that, we shouldn't expect our children to do it. We're the daddy. He made us the pace setter. So the greatest impact we can have on our children is to be what we want them to be. Like Dennis said last night, "I'll be like you." Now, in order to develop some convictions, we're going to do a little Bible study. And if you will, turn to this yellow sheet on the third page. Look in the top right-hand corner. And tell me if you have a number, hold up your hand, if you have a number in the top right-hand corner of your yellow sheet. If you don't have any number, just pray and relax. Okay? We'll be going through all the answers as soon as our time's up.
Go ahead and start, Brad.
All right, well, let's start here with section A, and this is the question we're answering, okay? Why does God want us to fill our lives with His Word? And so As I call your number, that's the question we want answered, okay? Why does God want us to fill our lives with His Word, okay? All right, number one, Psalm 12:6. Who's got that one? All right, let's hear it, Dave.
They are like silver, what the verse says. I'd say that the reason why God wants us to fill our lives with that is because they're 100% true, 100% certain, and they're going to point in the right direction.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Psalm 18:30. Who's got it?
This God is way perfect. The word of the Lord is pretty true. It's shield for all those who take refuge.
All right, let's just fire off the one or two things. Appreciate you guys for reading those, but let's fire off the one or two things that are in the verse here, okay? Number three, who's got that one? All right?
The word upright, right, correct.
All right, upright, right, or correct. Awesome. All right, number four, who's got that one?
By the word, he made everything.
Okay, so by his word, he made everything. All right, number five? Okay, say it again, huh? Okay, it's also settled forever, right? It's settled forever. Okay, number six, who's got that one? Okay. Right, divides, convicts, discerns thoughts, right? Okay, number seven, who's got that one?
How can a young man keep his way pure behind God's word in his heart?
Okay, keeps us from what? That's right. All right. Okay, number eight, who's got that one?
Fearing and knowing God.
Okay, fearing and knowing God. Right. Number nine, you got it.
It's because it's life and healing.
Okay, life and healing. All right, number ten. So this is kind of an open-ended question here, but this, and it refers to the verse before, but how can you let them not escape when you're in the dark and have no Bible with you? What's the answer there?
Oh, very good.
Right on. Okay, number 11. How can you keep them within your heart? Who's got it? That's right. All right. All right, so section B, the questions that we're answering here pertain to what the Lord Jesus said about memorizing His Word. So who's got number 12?
Here. It's in red, written by Jesus. He said, if they persecute me, they're going to persecute
remember.
You. Forget my word, they're also going to listen
yep.
to you.
Yep. He said, remember the word.
Yep.
Number 13.
Bring to recollection.
Again, he said, remember the word. Number 14. Can we remember the word completely and accurately without memorizing it?
Absolutely not.
Perfect. Then section C, we say we're looking at what the Holy Spirit said about Scripture memory through Luke, Paul, Peter, and Jude. Number 15.
Do you remember the words that you can, the Lord Jesus, that you can encourage?
Spirit says, remember the Lord and the word Jesus. Number 16.
To remember the words spoken beforehand.
Remember the words. Number 17.
It says in Jude, beloved, you ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand.
Amen.
How can we remember them?
By memorizing.
Memorize them. Number 18.
Revelation 3:3. Remember what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent.
How can we remember what we receive from the Lord when He speaks to us out of His Word? We memorize it. Good.
Section D is for us to learn what does God's Word do for those who memorize it. So the question is, what does God's Word do for us? Number 19, who has that?
It brings us delight.
That's right. God's Word gives delight to our hearts. All right. Number 20, who has that?
Gives us life and it revives us.
Very good. Gives us life. Number 21.
Strength and meal causes you to the Word.
Exactly. Strengthens us. Number 22.
It answers us. Gives us answers.
Gives us answers. Number 23.
God's Word shows us the way.
Exactly. 24.
24 gives us understanding.
Exactly. Gives us understanding. Number 25.
Truth.
Gives us truth. Number 26.
Delight.
Does. 27.
Life and healing.
Very, very much so. Number 28.
Keeps us from the loose ones.
That's exactly right.
Anybody need help in that? Besides me? I think we all need help in that, don't we? Okay, now we're down to to section E. What does God say about scripture memory in these verses? Number 29. Who's got that one? Okay. Yeah, very good. And it says we'll understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God if we get it into our heart. Okay? How about number 30?
It says, do not forget his teaching and length of days and years of life and abundant welfare will give you.
Amen. Number 31.
It brings life to you.
Okay. Life. Number 32.
So to our offense and handling the word rightly and to not be ashamed.
Okay. Not be ashamed. That's what it says. Do your best. Does God want our best when it comes to his word? Hold up your hand if you think he wants your best. Okay. Sure he does. How can you do your best to know God's word? Number 33.
Be consistent.
Did you say memorize it? I think he said memorize it.
There you go.
Okay. That's how we can do our best, isn't it? If we're going to give our very best to God, we'd want to get it as best we can. And how are we going to get it best we can? Well, we're going to have to hide it in our heart, remember it. And also fill our lives through reading and hearing and studying and the other things. But our best is going to be to get it word perfect, 100% accurate into our heart. Okay? So if you take that home, you want to rework that for yourself. The Word of God brings conviction. All right, why should we memorize Scripture? Well, it also builds us up spiritually. Acts 20:34. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Acts 20:34. The most important reason for Scripture memory is for our own life. That's the reason why we should do it. It's for our own lives. It gives the Holy Spirit access to us 24 hours a day. And that's because Ephesians 6:17 says, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Now, what do you do with a sword, guys?
Cut.
You cut with it, right? So if the Holy Spirit wants to cut on us, he's going to use his sword, the Word. Okay, how many of you have been watching or listening to some program and suddenly a verse came through and God just sliced something right out of your life? Have you ever had that experience? Yeah, that's through hearing it preached. Okay, if we don't know it ourselves, we've got to go find somebody who can share it with us. Or we've got to go get the Bible and start flipping through and say, I wonder what this says about this. But if we have it hidden in our hearts, then the Holy Spirit can bring that to mind and can speak to us. And then we'll know what he wants us to do. So every verse that we have memorized is available to the Holy Spirit to bring out of our subconscious minds. So that's where our memory is, isn't it? If it was conscious, we'd be thinking about it. Subconscious means that's your memory storage. The more we put into our storage, the more he's got available to bring out in a millisecond to speak to us and lead us. And every verse we memorize is like a bridle, like a rein that the Holy Spirit has to turn us or to guide us on or to stop us. And so he uses that all the time. John 14:26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He'll bring the Scripture to mind. I was talking to an old navigator a while back. He says, I don't review my verses anymore. He says, I just depend on the Holy Spirit to speak to me. I said, if you don't review your verses, you don't know them. He says, what? You don't think the Holy Spirit can bring verses to my mind? I said, yeah, he can, but he wants your help. And that's right. You know, because God also gave us a forgetter. We forget the bad things, don't we? We've got a forgetter, and God created us that way. If we will be consistent in review and memory, then the Holy Spirit has those available to speak to us. Now, that doesn't mean he can't bring pieces of all kinds of things we've heard and all that to us. Yeah, he can. But to get it specifically. When I first started memorizing Scripture, I thought it was to get equipped to help other people. The more I went on, I realized I needed it in my own life. When the Lord speaks to you out of the Word, and you say yes, and then you memorize that verse, And then he continues to speak to you when you need to apply it again. Anybody had that experience? Well, that's how we grow, isn't it? Because he keeps speaking to us and we take action on the next challenge. Now, last night, Dennis gave a great message. And he talked about that opportunity to go hunting or go to a conference. And what did he say? He said, well, I said, I'll just pray about this where the Lord wants me to open deer season or speak at this conference. Immediately, 2 Timothy 4:2 came to mind. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Okay? He said, right then I knew what the Lord wanted me to do. That's an example of what we're talking about, scripture memory. The word will keep us from sin, Psalm 119, 9 and 11. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed there, according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Now, having said that, scripture memory is also the greatest help we can get in ministering to other people. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, but he who prophesies speaks to men for edification and exhortation and consolation. Edification, that's to build people up. Exhortation, that's to motivate them on. And consolation, that's to comfort them. So if you have a grasp of the word, not only does it build you up, but you can build other people up with it. So that's one of the objectives of disciple making, to help people get strong and ultimately into the word for themselves. Now, I had the privilege of being raised in a gospel preaching church from the time I was about 4 years old. I went to Sunday school. Probably like a lot of you guys, I'm very thankful for the dear people who tried to help me with scripture memory when I was growing up. The only verse I know for sure that I learned there word perfect is John 3:16. So let's say it together. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Right. You went to the same church I did, I think. Well, I say this with respect and gratitude for those that are trying to teach church scripture memory, but in most cases, it's in that context, it's done basically for the average child or person to forget once they're out of there, because there's no system given to hold on to those verses. The first time I was exposed to the method I'm sharing with you today, I was in the Air Force. I had this Air Force instructor pilot who was trying to follow me up, and he gave me a Beginning with Christ packet. He said, here, memorize these. And the only help I remember him giving me was to tell me to learn those when I was sitting on the John. I tried that. It didn't work. I guess it wasn't regular enough or something. But nevertheless, I still appreciate him the way he kept asking me about it. And he'd quote his. He says, you ought to enroll in the Topical Memory System. Send $5 to this address. So I did, and back then they were trying to help people by mail, so they only sent you one pack at a time. So I got my 12 verses, and I put them in my flight suit right down here, my pocket right over my heart. I carried them out every day. Those verses flew all over southwest Texas, up to 30,000 feet, and they even went over one day into Mexican airspace, which they weren't supposed to do. But with all that traveling, they never made it from my pocket to my head. I wasn't a very willing learner. I know I'm a slow learner because it seems like the Lord has to get my attention several times on something before I really get it. But sometime after I left there, I went back to university and tried to get started memorizing, and this was normally at night, just before I went to sleep. That's not the best time to memorize, in case you didn't know that. But every time I started to memorize, I tried to do too much. Because I was trying to emulate Dawson Trotman. He memorized a verse a day the first 3 years he was a Christian. And I would try to do too much. I didn't know how to review, and then I'd quit. But the summer I graduated from university, Max Barnett had come there to OU, and one of the guys that had come to be on his staff was really into scripture memory in a big way. He had a verse box about this long, full of verse cards. He called it his back review. He was the first man I ever saw with a system for handling and keeping the verses he had memorized. He had them organized in groups to be reviewed by days of the week. He could quote them word perfect. I was checking him on them. So it so encouraged me to see how it was done and see another man actually working at it diligently that I started working on it, and that was 46 years ago. And so it's the same system that I use up to the present day with only a few slight variations. So we're going to share it with you today, and I hope it helps you as much as it helped me. I didn't invent it. I'm not responsible for it, but it sure has changed my Christian life for the better, and also the life of my kids. My wife taught my son his first verse when he was 2 years old. She did the same with our daughter. And by the time they were five, they could quote a number of verses out of the Scripture, word perfect, with references, and they could quote all the Ten Commandments and all the verses in the Gospel. By the grace of God, they both came to Christ before they were six. So just planting the Word in their little minds. They were too young to read when we started, but we taught them mouth to ear. If you are ever working with somebody who's illiterate, you can actually teach them Scripture memory before you teach them to read, just by mouth to ear, oral learning. So keep that one in mind. Now, when our kids' motivation fell off, I appealed to their carnal nature and started paying them a penny a verse for each verse they reviewed. And that was good, and the money was insignificant. But Scripture memory written in the heart is like a time bomb that's just waiting to go off and bring great blessings in their lives. So you may be thinking, well, John, I can memorize too when I was young, but now my circuits are moving slower. And I understand that, and I don't have to wait to find out because I'm already older. So we may not be able to do all that we once could do, but we can do something if we're willing to work at it. The key to Scripture memory is repetition. And that's why we say review, review, review. That's why we have these little cards to carry around, so that we can use up spare moments to review. And you can review while driving, and while I've reviewed when I'm jogging or walking, and in airplanes and trains and ocean ferries. I hear that there are some people in the world that have photographic memories. I don't personally know anyone smart enough to remember very much Scripture without reviewing it over and over and over. How many of you know your phone number? Sure you do. How'd you learn it? Repetition. Right, over and over and over. So that's how you learned it. So we're going to talk about how to memorize Scripture and the method. The method is carrying navigator-sized cards in a verse pack. Now, those cards are 2 3/4 inches. By the way, that'll be on the second page of your handout. If you'll flip over to page 2, this page here, how to memorize a verse. Follow along as I read. Okay, this method has worked for tens of thousands of people for over 70 years since two single school teachers came up with it to help a young man named Dawson Trotman in the 1930s. He was the founder of the Navigators. And I believe this is the only method that stands the lifetime test for the average layman. I've seen people with little books that they carried around. I've seen people with laminated columns of Scripture that they carried around. There's a lot of different things that people have used. I'm for everything that works. But this is the only one I know about that will stand the test of a lifetime. So I'm passing it on to you. So why not use 3x5 cards? Well, they're a little bit more bulky, as you can see. That's about 100, and this is about 100. So you can carry a lot more of the small cards around if you can read them. Now, one day, well, as I told you, I went in to see John Crawford one day, and he pulled out this pack of 3x5s. That didn't bother me because I knew that John had macular degeneration. That means you lose your eyesight straight ahead. You only have peripheral vision. So he's looking at his verse cards, and it really helped him to have them bigger, and he had a secretary that could do it. But for you and me, we'll be printing up our own cards, and the little cards will probably work better. So where do you get these cards? Well, you can cut your own. You can also buy them pre-cut, and I've given you an address of the BSU Bookstore in Norman, Oklahoma. You can call them or write them a letter, whatever you want to do. They sell them. They're already pre-cut. Anyway, those are around, and you can buy cardstock and cut your own and use that size. It's a real help to make them all the same size, so you're not dealing with different size cards. You just handle them a lot better. Here's a question. Why not just use an electronic device? I mean, I got the whole Bible with me right here on my iPhone, right? I don't have an iPhone, but many of you do. I know that it's a help to you. Here's some thoughts I have on that, and this is just for me. Now, you may find that works for you, and I know some guys have tried it, but I find that these guys here, they carry iPhones, and I meet with them, and I can beat them every time looking up a verse of Scripture in my Bible. By the time they get there, phone turned on, get to the Bible, look it up. Is this right or not? It's right. Okay. So it's a little faster. And also, it's easier to read. Sunlight actually helps you read cards. It doesn't blank out the screen. It's more specific. One card, one verse. This is God's Word. It's very important. It helps me focus on just one. Another is less distractions. If you're reviewing on your iPhone and you get a tweet or you get a Facebook or your phone beeps or something like that, what does that do to your attention? And so I wonder who that was. So this is a way that you can be less distracted. Here's the main thing. It's more pass-onable. When we do a discipline of the Christian life, we should think, how will this look four generations from here? If I pass it on to this guy, and he's great with the iPhone, but this guy here doesn't have one, and he really can't even afford the monthly charge, and then he leads this guy to Christ, but this guy can't read. So these systems can be passed down, as I say, with oral learning or with cards. So I just want to be available to be pass-onable. That's just my own plan. Now, in order to effectively memorize a verse, you'll have to, after you learn it, you'll have to review it every day for 8 weeks and then put it in a back review system that gets you through it weekly. And I'll show you a review system that works for a lifetime. Don't you love that? Okay, I gave you a card that has Genesis 1:1 on it. Now, when you print up a verse card, print the verse on one side of the card and then flip the card over instead of turning it around. And the reason for that is because if you review off the side that has the verse on it, you'll be prompting yourself when you look at that. Okay? And you want to learn to quote the verse off the reference and not off of the verse itself. So if I look at this, it says in the beginning, well, that already gave me a clue, didn't it? So I can say the verse, but I'm going to be weak because if I try to remember it by the reference, but if I go here and I review off of Genesis 1:1 and I quote the verse without looking at it, see, that's a stronger habit to have, okay? Here's another one. And this is just personal preference. This is how I learned it, okay? When you need to look at the verse, you print it upside down on the other side so that you can flip. Okay, so Genesis 1:1, if I want to check it, that's an easier motion than this. Okay, if you're going to do very many of these, it might be a help to do a flip. Now, some of you have already started and you did a turn. That's okay, stick with it. No problem. But if you're just getting started, flip's an easier motion. Now, you can do this driving down the street, Genesis 1:1, glance down. Yeah, just to illustrate the point, I was driving down here. I'm driving 75 miles an hour down I-44. 75 was the speed limit, by the way. And I get this text from Brad. He wants to know what time dinner is at the conference. I said, okay, well, I'm not supposed to text and drive, and I don't want to pull over, so maybe I can just put 7:15 in and send that, and it won't be too bad. But I look up, and I'm headed for the shoulder. But I can do this driving down the road. Look at my verse card reference, flip the next card without looking at it, and I can do that safely. Okay? All right, now, here we're going to learn it. By the way, you want to date the verse the day you memorize it. See, that says 2/21/2013, and then on the right side it says 4/21. That's the date 2 months from 2/21. So 2 months later, you want to take it out of your daily review and put it into a weekly review. That's how you can memorize a lot of verses, because if you had to do a whole lot every day, you'd get bogged down. You wouldn't be able to do it. You follow that? Now, unfortunately, I put the wrong date on here. It should say 2/23. This is the day we're going to learn it. Now, how many of you know this verse, Genesis 1:1? Okay, not that many. All the translations in Genesis 1:1 are the same except one, as far as I know. And it either says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, or in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now, if yours says heaven, and you've already memorized it that way, then stick with heaven. If you haven't memorized this, we're going to memorize it now. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to memorize by phrases. This is a real short verse, but this will illustrate the point. We're going to do it like this. We're going to say Genesis 1:1 in the beginning, and we're going to say that 10 times. Then we're going to say God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. We want to say the reference before and after the verse. The reference is twice as hard to remember as the verse, and so we want to say it twice as much. Okay? Say the reference before and after the verse. Say it out loud when you're learning it and when you're reviewing it, if possible. Because then you get the added bump of the ear gate as well as the eye gate. Okay? Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this now. We're going to learn Genesis 1:1, and we're going to say Genesis 1:1 in the beginning. All right, are you with me? Here we go. Genesis 1:1 in the beginning. 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 Okay, now we're going to say God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Okay, is that what the verse card says? Yep. Okay. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Okay? Now we're going to say the whole thing. We're going to say Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. We're going to do that 10 times. Okay? Here we go. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. You now know Genesis 1:1. So turn to your neighbor, hand him your card, and say, check me on this verse, please. And then check each other. Yeah. Let's get it going again. Okay, now if you've memorized a verse in one translation, don't try to memorize it out of a different translation. Just stick with what you got. Otherwise, you won't know it in either one. Okay? Now, what you do with that, you take that card and you put it in a verse pack. And you carry it with you all the time and you use up spare moments. And you can add one or two of these a week. And you can begin, and if you'll date them, I'll show you what to do with them when you get to that 2-month point. How many of you don't have a verse pack? You never had a verse pack? You don't? Okay, there's going to be some. How many we got? We got about 30, and I think we'll have enough. Yeah. These came through John Crawford's hand, so you've got them now. Here's one that was used, and it has Psalm 71:17. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works, written in John's own hand. There it is. Okay, so everybody got one that needed one. Now, don't forget, review this each day for 2 months. Don't try to do too much. Carry the pack with you when you're driving to work. When I first started in Scripture memory, I was commuting 30 minutes north to a job, 30 minutes home. And I made a decision that I would not turn on the radio. And I wouldn't turn on any messages, Christian messages, until I'd done my review. And that worked for me. And that got me going. So you may have a time like that in your day when you can make use of that time. We talked about reviewing only with the reference. Put the verse into a verse pack. And then here's another thing that works for me. Commit yourself to never going to bed without getting your scripture memory review done. That's a habit you can learn. I learned that from Max Barnett. He told me, he said, "Don't." I just decided I wouldn't go to bed until I'd done my verses. I said, "Okay, Max, I'll try to emulate that." I saw him a couple of years ago. He says to me, "How are you holding on to your verses?" I said, "Well, I made this deal with myself. I wouldn't go to bed until..." He laughed. Well, I've had twice in the last 2 weeks. I've gotten in bed. I thought, "Oh, Lord, I'm so tired. I'm just going to think about Scripture when I go to sleep." You haven't done your review system yet. So by the grace of God, I got up, put on my robe, took another 25 minutes, did my review system. But this will work for you. You know, it may not be very high quality. I'm not guaranteeing the quality before you go to bed. I'm just saying do it, okay? All right, how to have a lifetime back review. So look on down the page there. It comes through developing the following good habits. Date the verse. When you memorize it, review it every day. And after the 2 months is over, take it out and put it into a weekly back review system. The verse pack has two sides. Okay? So carry your verses that you're learning in one side. We'll call that our current review, current verses we're learning. The other side, you carry the ones you already know and the ones that you're going to review. So you have current review and back review. Okay? So you take them out of the current review after 2 months and you put them into what we call the back review system. Now, the back review works like this. Divide the number of verses in your back review by the number of days you want to review them in. For example, after a few weeks, actually when you start getting to the 2 month point in your verse learning system, these will start coming out. And you will have the opportunity. And for a while, you can just keep them all and do them all every day. But when you get up to a few verses, you'll want to set up a back review system. And here's how you do it. If you had 35 verses and you wanted to review them on a 7-day system, then you would divide the 35 by 7 and you'd put in 5 verses a day into each day's back review. If you wanted a 5-day review like I used because I was commuting back and forth to work, you'd have 7 verses in each day. Okay, does that make sense? You guys understand what I'm saying? We're going to divide these up into packs. Now, you could just take those packs and tie rubber bands around them. And you put a little card on the front of it that said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, so that's a 5-day review system. And so as long as you can stick with that, you get through those every week. So those would be your ones that you've learned. You've invested a lot of time in learning these, getting them sharp and keeping them sharp every day for 8 weeks. Now you want to hold on to those because otherwise we've just got another system that fails us. Okay, so put an equal number in each day's back review and put a little title card in front of each group with the day of the week printed on it. And then review, review, review when you're driving, waiting, exercising, and so on. Now here's a little tip. When you get behind, let's say you miss a day. When you get behind, always do today's verses first. Okay, so if this is Saturday and you missed Friday, don't carry Friday's verses around today because you're always behind until you do two packs, okay? So do today's first and then try to catch up Friday. And if you don't get it, well, you just missed Friday, okay? So do today's verses first. As you continue to memorize, get a verse box to hold your back review and make tabs to separate the day. Now, how to make a verse box? This is a business card box. Now, the Navigators used to sell verse boxes, and I think they've got a few. Brad was up at Glen Erie a few months ago, and they had some for sale up there. This is a simple, pass-onable, easy way to do it. Now, down at the bottom of page 3, it talks about how to do this. Here's what it's all about. This box is basically too wide to keep these verses in order, okay? So you make a little divider. You cut a piece of cardboard that's a little wider than the verse box, and you bend the ends so it'll stay in there. You see how I did that? Then you just put it in there, and then you glue it in. Then you make a little U-shaped slider that looks like this, and that's to hold the verses up so they don't fall down. Okay? So all this is just a little card file system, and you can trim that off as you get this box more full. Just trim off the end, and it'll still hold up the card. See how they're held up there? Am I communicating?
Yes.
All right, good. And then this is a help also, and that is to make some tabs, like a file folder tab. You just trace around a verse card and then put a little tab on it. So these tabs say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and they just alternate sides. And you can make those yourself. And that's just a little way to organize them. It helps me. So I just look. I say, okay, today's Saturday. I'm going to take Saturday's verse. I just take them out, change them out with Friday's verses on their back review side of the pack. And man, I'm off. Now I've got those with me. Okay, that is a back review system, and that will be the key to holding on to your scriptures for life. Just a cheap little business card box with a few ideas about how to keep them in place. The more organized you are, the easier it will be. You don't have to think about it. Just change them out and go. Now you've got your verses with you all the time. Now, you may be thinking, oh, okay, maybe I can find one of those boxes somewhere. Well, we have some in the back of the room. Unfortunately, if you go to the box store like I did, you find out that these only come in lots of 100. You may not need 100. But we've got 100 out here, and they're very cheap. We'd be glad to furnish you one if you'll just take it and use it. And if you just think you might use it, then you can do it. It's actually it's flat right now, so you'll have to fold it on the indentations and make them come together. When you do, you'll come up with this. You guys with me? All right, good. There's also back there some tabs that have already been drawn. And some of them are printed on my computer and some of them are written out by hand. I like to write them out by hand, and the reason I do that is when I give them to guys, I want them to know they don't have to have some fancy device to make this work. And that comes from my own experience. So for years I used these tabs, and finally it occurred to me, you know what? I think I can make that. So I traced around a verse card and I just put a little tab on it. So that's an idea you can use. All right? Here's another little tip. When your back review gets too much to handle, or you've got 30 or 40 verses of back review a day, you can expand it out to a two-week system. Then you've cut in half your daily load. Okay, so if you're doing 40 verses a day on a one-week system, that would be 7-4 is 280, is that right? 280, well, that's a lot of verses, and you can know them. You can know them. You really can. But if you had 280 and you said, man, I'm just not getting through these, because it's about time is really what it's about. This is scripture memory for busy people. Okay, so all you do is you make another set of tabs, and you put one on the first set of tabs, Sunday 1, and then on the second set of tabs, you put Sunday 2, Monday 2, Tuesday 2. Okay, got that? So you just expand it out like an accordion. Now you take half the verses and put them in the second week, and now you're reviewing on a two-week review system. Did I lose anybody in the turn? Okay, you follow that? So this thing will expand out. So then when you get where you can't keep up with your two-week review system, you just move it on out to a three-week review system. And then when you can't keep up with the three-week system, you go to a four-week system. Now, if you can help it, don't go past 4 weeks. I did that. And they're really hard to hold on to if you go past 4 weeks. At least it was for me at my age at the time. Okay, so here's a little tip. Visualize yourself knowing 520 verses. 2 verses a week, 52 weeks a year, 104 verses a year. 520 verses divided by a 14-day review would be 38 verses a day to review. Or, if you really want to think big, visualize yourself knowing 2,080 verses. Same calculations, but on a 28-day review, that's 4 weeks, it would be 75 verses a day. Now, you can actually build yourself up to be able to do that. And it'll take you 15, 20 minutes a day to get it done. By that point in time, you'll be so motivated to hold on to those after all the time and life you've invested in them, that it won't be a chore. You can get it done. I'm just telling you, it works. How can you stay motivated to do this? Well, you got to be around other people who are doing it. You may be thinking, well, John, no one does this kind of memory work just for Bible verses. Maybe full-time preachers, seminary graduates, they're paid for doing it. This is surely not for laymen. Well, I know a lot of laymen who do this consistently and faithfully. And God's using them to evangelize and disciple other people. What I'm sharing with you is scripture memory for busy people. But it also takes accountability. Now I'm going to take 1 minute and ask Ben Yarbrough to share with us for a moment about his experience with accountability.
Well, John got me, helped me get my verses going a couple, 8-9 years ago. We met together. And then I moved to another state and kind of struggled because I couldn't find a like-hearted person.
Come up here, Ben, and talk so they can all hear you.
My struggle, my obstacle was I really wanted to do it. I mean, I really believe God used it in my life and helped me. But I couldn't find a like-hearted person to do it with. And so I was here a couple of years ago at the conference and talked to John. And just I asked John, hey, do you think it'd be okay if I emailed you, you know, when I did my verses? Or if I missed, just that accountability. And John said, sure. And so we've been emailing. Sometimes it's not every day. I always try and get my fails to him, though, with the days I miss. Because then I know I've got to send that to him and say, hey, I missed yesterday and or made it up. So just that accountability helps.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, and that's right. And so I share with him, too, how I'm doing. He sends, hey, I'm current. I sent back, I'm current. He sends me his latest verse. I send him mine. So you can do it. You can get accountability from somebody through email. But find somebody that will help you and then keep each other accountable. Where do you get the verses? Well, the Navigators published some packs. This is called Beginning with Christ. There's 5 verses in there. This is Going On with Christ. There are 8 verses in that. So check with your Nav contact about those. There's also a topical memory system. You might have to reprint your verses, keep them all the same size. Don't let something throw you off. Navigators have packs. Out of your quiet time, out of verses that you hear at a conference like this, God will speak to you. Memorize those. When God speaks, put it in your heart. Which translation? Well, that's a whole discussion about which one is the best, but you've probably got a carrying Bible, so I would use that as my main translation. And then for years I read different translations of the Bible, and God would speak to me out of some different translations. And so if you have a translation that's different from your normal, then just put it next to the reference. Could be KJV, it might be NASB, it might be ESV, it might be NIV, whatever you've got on there so that you know what it is. And that's one of the problems Mark ran into when he lost his back review. He couldn't remember which translation that was in. So he had to go looking around to try to find which one it was. Okay, so put that on your verse card. What pace should you work at? Well, begin with 1 a week. As you go along, I'd encourage you to do more. This is a time when people are pushed toward mediocrity. Go for excellence. Go for excellence. Now, we've got a list of pointers on the back white page, page 4. But let me just say a few things before we go to that. This is for the old guys. This is 46 years later, okay? I started working this system a long time ago. I memorized 2 to 4 verses a week and expanded my review out to a 6-week review because I heard somebody say they could hold them with a 6-week. But I found them slipping away, and I'd memorized about 2,000 verses at that point. And, I mean, that's not any. All that is just going through it every year. You can do that. You can get up to that pretty easy. I heard Dawson Trotman had 5,000. Well, if you can hold on to them, great. Just go for your best, all right, whatever God puts on your heart. But at that point, I went through and I took out about 300 of them because I didn't know them. And I couldn't quote them, even though I'd known them at one time. So then I took the ones I had left, and I put the solid ones into a 5-week review system. Those are the ones I'd known back from the beginning, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Just verses that I wanted to review, but, you know. So I've got those in a 5-week review system. I also memorized some passages and some books. Okay, you can do that. You can do passages, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Sermon on the Mount. Philippians, a short book, you can learn it. Do it by cards. Just take 1 or 2 verses on a card over a period of time. If you live long enough, like I am, then you can do this, see? So you can learn books, and you can. People say, well, you're quoting them out of context. You don't have to do that. If you know what the verse means, you can quote it in context, even though you don't have that stuff around it. Okay, so you can memorize a lot of Scripture. So I took those passages, and I put them in a 4-week review system. That is as far out as I want to go with them. Then I took the ones that were left. They were weaker. And all the new ones that I've learned since then, I've got them in a 3-week system. So I have this same system, but I have 3 different systems. I've got a 3-week system, I've got a 4-week system, I've got a 5-week system. This will work for you. Okay? If you're having trouble, what you want to do is pull the old verses out, redate them, and go through the same process again, just like I showed you a while ago. Now, if you exercise, I go out and walk 3 miles about 3 days a week. And so, you know, that's a good time for me to do in my verses. And so I can learn verses, and I do them just like I showed you. You know, one phrase at a time, 10 times, you know, just hammer it, you know, until you've got it. So you can reclaim old verses. And I wish I could tell you I'm like a machine that never misquotes and never misses his review or any of that stuff. But I'm telling you, I just work at it. Okay, and that's what I'd suggest to you. Work at it. Somebody came in and I asked them about their scripture memory. I got to the conference here and they said, well, I'm struggling with it. I said, well, hey, brother, don't quit struggling, because that's what it's all about. This is a spiritual battle. God wants you equipped with his word. He wants it in your heart and mind. How much you can do and how long you can do it and how well you hold on to it, that's between you and him. But I've given you a way you could work at it and stay on top of it. Okay, you may be thinking, hey, John, I appreciate your time. Prepare this and share it with us, but this is just not for me. I think it's great for you and those that want to, but I just don't have the time. Besides, I got more important things to do. I've got to play with my tweet and all my things I like. But if you're thinking something like that, let me just ask you to be honest enough with yourself and with God to pray about it for 1 week. And if God tells you not to do it, well, don't do it. But if he tells you to do it, then at least by his grace, give it a try. Give it a try. And I can guarantee you it'll change your life. But at least be willing to ask the Lord if he wants you to do it. We're going to close with a word of prayer. I'll be available for questions when we get through. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these things, and thank you for these good men that have helped me and for these good men of yours that are sitting in the room. Lord, thank you for giving us minds that we can use in many ways. Help us to be men who love your word, want to keep your word in our heart, and obey your word in our walk. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I've got time for one question. If anybody wants to ask a question. Yes, sir.
When you review the weekly, you do the same thing as 10 times each?
No, I just do it once. I review off of the reference. Doesn't take long at all. I just look at the reference. If I can't quote it with the reference, then I probably need to relearn it. Okay? Other questions?
How many verses do you have? Just not to get your guide or whatever, but how many verses do you have?
I don't know.
Like,
I purposely don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
Yeah. Okay.
Future memory.
Future memory. Okay. Thanks. If you've got a spiritual notebook, small notebook or something where you keep your spiritual items, have a page in there called future memory. When you come across a verse God speaks to you out of, or you hear one out of a sermon or something like that, put it on your future memory. And that way, when you're getting ready to put some new verses in your pack, you won't have to wonder, well, I wonder what I should memorize next. Okay? That's a future memory page. Also have a log in that section of verses that you already know, so in case you lose them, you can go back and recover them. Other questions? Tom, thank you.
John, this was well done. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.